So I'm gonna review this pick a card. Oh, not pick a card. It's not a pick a card. I think it's a standalone reading. But this didn't come in my recommendations. I just scrolled past it. I seen it last night and was like, it gave me a feeling. So, but I ignored it because I haven't been really into pick a cards lately. Or readings in general. I've been into doing readings for people. I did get people emails. I'm gonna get back in the groove of doing readings, but today I wasn't even, I think I was daydreaming. I was daydreaming. I was just watching a video about something. It was a hair video. And I looked over and that video was on my phone playing. That reading. So I'm gonna go ahead and listen to it and review it. But oh, this title, I don't know about this. The title is "They Are Secretly Trying to Ruin Your Life and come out as the victim." Child, I don't know about that, but I'm not saying that I feel like this is for me, but it been brought to my awareness a few times, so I'm just gonna watch it, see what it's talking about, see what it's hitting on. And call it a day. If y'all hear noise in the background, my bad. Somebody in my bathroom. And when you turn the light on, the fan automatically come on. I can't stand that. In my old place, the light and the fan was separate, but it is what it is. It is what it is. So let's get into it. I might not watch all this video though, for real, depending on what they're talking about. And I did come across some other interesting, like people talking about some interesting stuff, like this Rashad Jamal on Spiritual Assassins and Exposed Lion King, how it reversed. I can't see the rest of it. It do have like a lot of symbolism in it. Okay, let me go and listen to it. I'm getting so sidetracked. And I want to do a tarot reading on Harriet Tubman because sometime ago, months ago, on my blog, I mentioned Harriet Tubman. I didn't do a reading on her, but I was doing some type of channel message. And I was having a visual of Harriet Tubman meeting up with some people. And she kind of like sold her birthright or something like that. I might have to go back and look at that because the memory is in my spirit. It's slowly coming to my mind. When my mind slow processing is, mine is so damn slow. Everybody's, not just mine's. Everybody mind is slow. Your spirit is much faster than your mental could ever be. But I have been watching the Peace Dealer. He been talking about things like our bodies genetically upgrading. which I've already been talking about. I think I was talking about that on my blog too. I think it has something to do with the coronavirus and the shots and stuff like that. It was something about it that was going to genetically modify our DNA to be able to take in more energy and be upgraded in some type of way. Man, I got to find that. I don't know if I did that on what. See, that's the problem. I can't find it. I got to start labeling things what I'm talking about specifically.
Random collective message that somebody out there needs to hear. Whoever needs to hear this will come across this reading. So please remember, this may not resonate for everyone, and also this is not a twin flame reading unless that comes up in the reading, okay? So let's get straight into this and find out what spirit wants you to know. I'm sorry about that banging noise. I don't know if that's because of my candle. Anyway. Okay. So I can see that you're trying to work on yourself here, but there's somebody here that is causing conflict for you, okay? You may not be recognizing that this person is trying to cause trouble in your life, but they're actively trying to cause fight, okay? They're very petty, okay? They're also very competitive, okay? So I'm getting that you're dealing with somebody that, this could be a friend.
Takeout is putting me in debt. You pay the delivery fee, surcharges, markups, other fees, and of course the driver's tip. You're paying what you would for a 5-star meal for not a 5-star pizza. And every plate gives me everything I need to make better meals at home for only $3 a plate. It also takes less time for me to make than it does to wait around for a driver. I timed it. Before every plate, my meals never looked like the finished product they do in the YouTube videos. But with every plate, they send you these really cool step-by-step cards. Makes cooking very easy. I really never thought I could make something like this. I think Gordon Ramsay would be proud.
Yeah, I had to watch that one because I love a deal. Anything that makes some shit easy and is cheaper than like eating out and stuff like that. It's called Every Plate. I probably won't never do that. I actually want to cook some pinto beans.
Remember, somebody in your life, okay, that you're trusting, and you're trying to work on yourself here, right? And they're literally coming in trying to cause fight, drama, some type of bullshit here.
Yeah, I don't think this for me. Nobody could come in my life and start shit. Nah, I shut that shit down too early. If they is trying to cause some shit in my life, it must be energetically. Because nobody can come in my life and be creating bullshit all the fucking time and keep on doing it. Bitch, no. What is this? Why is all this shit on my screen? Oh my god. It must not be meant for me to watch this.
I'm getting that this could be like, they're trying to do this in secret, right? They're trying to do this in secret, okay? Sorry, that is annoying me. So they're trying to do this in secret. They're trying to cause this drama, this conflict in your life in secret. It's like this person cannot stand to see you. They can't stand to see you move forward in life, okay? They feel like that you, whoever this is, they feel like that you're working on yourself, and for some reason, that really disrupts them. Like, they do not want to see you do well. There's this sense when
I am getting a visual of somebody. Somebody very unexpected. I guess I do know. It's not anybody who listens to my podcast.
The person feels like the world revolves around you. Like, that's how they feel. They feel like that. So this could be a sibling I'm getting, or this could be maybe a best friend. Somebody that feels like people always pay you more attention than them, if that makes sense. I'm definitely getting that this could be a sibling, okay? Because I'm getting about parents.
Child, motherfucking no, bitch. I can't even take that shit. I rebuke that. My brother wouldn't do that. He's an Aquarius.
This person may, like, feel like your parent, if this is a sibling, favor, right? You over this person, or they're always trying to make you happy and not really paying attention. That's just how this person feels. If this is a friend...
Man, look. I don't even want to hear this, man. If it's true, man, go ahead. Do what you gotta do. Take your best shot. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. So let me talk about something else. And so people know it's nothing against this reader. She's a great reader. I've seen her before. I just don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear about no haters or nothing like that. I don't give a fuck who hating. And if they try to stop me, go ahead. Go ahead. Do what you do. So I kind of want to see this other video. Well, I tell you the truth. I feel like one day, we already here. I was going to say that I kind of feel like plastic surgery in the future is going to be like mandatory for certain jobs, like jobs in the public. Like, you want to be a celebrity, you're going to have to get, well, damn, most of them already got veneers. That seemed like something necessary. But I feel like to be, like, on the news and stuff like that, politicians and all of that, that's going to be necessary to get plastic surgery. I don't even know how this dude keep coming up on my... I never watch his videos. His name is Hindz, Hindz. Skinny dude with dreads, and his background is very earthy, earth tone colors, which is my favorite. I love when I get my own place, my own house. I want a house, bitch. I was thinking about, like, RV living and shit like that, but I feel like that never planned out because it just ain't for me. I don't think I do good with small spaces like that. Like, I'm outgrowing this apartment. Like, we as a family is outgrowing it. But yeah, you know what? My husband, he been quite different lately. Like, he hasn't been so hard on me about what I do, what I wear, and all that other shit. And you know what happened is that I got into an energy. See, my husband, his love language is touch. And it's not just like intimate, like having sex or whatever, but if I don't touch him in a long time, like just touch him, hug him, or be close to him or whatever, then he will start to feel like he's not loved by me. So, and sometimes when I'm listening to him tell his younger childhood stories, he was always like that. Yeah, I want to see this. He was always like that. Like, he do this thing, and he also do that with his grandmother when he was growing up. He's a Pisces sun, Cancer moon. So, but I had got into a mood that I was just real lovey-dovey. Because my love language is quality time. Like, sitting with me, giving me your undivided attention, or us doing an activity together. Either way, we are bonding. That's my love language. Like, touching and stuff like that, it's not really like a big deal to me. Every once in a while, I like it. But I feel like I like it when I initiate it. When I initiate the touching, then I'm open for it. So, we've been watching Survivor. We both like that show because it got a lot of strategy in it. It's a very mental game, and it's also very social. Another TV show that we will watch together is Alone. Like, Alone is about these survivalists. They go out in the wilderness. And they like alone for real. Like, they even have to record themselves. And a lot of them had tapped out, not because they couldn't survive, but because of the loneliness and the boredom. Like, the boredom, like, when they get to, like, 3 months. Like, they would try to make stuff for entertainment. But after some time, like, they start to missing their wives. They start to missing their kids. They get to crying and stuff and be like, I'd do anything just to see my wife and kids. And then they tap out. If you win, if you're the last one standing, you win like $500,000. Shit, on Survivor, you win $1 million and then the runner up win $100,000. They still do Survivor. If I was to go on there, I already know what my strategy would be. So we was watching the All Stars one, and so the guy who he did good. I actually think he was hella cocky. His personality sucked. He seemed like a narc, you know, but I wasn't sure if that was like, because at one point, you know, like their family come, like the last four or five, their family come and help them do a challenge together. And his wife came. This man is an interesting character because his eyes tell everything. Like you could see the fire building up in him, but he keep it under wraps. He keep it under wrap, boy. And when he lost and nobody voted for him, woo child. I was like, this man is about to explode, but he kept it tame. He kept it tame, but he was mad and he let it known. And I kind of agree with him. So the person who won was somebody who never won a challenge. The reason why she even got to the top with them is because people kept her, because it was like, well, they knew that she wasn't going to win the challenges, that she was a weak opponent when it comes to that. But she had so much personality. She had a type of personality that made you like her because she was just real for the most part. So people voted her to win the $1 million for a second time, because this was the All-Star she won before. For the second time, I don't think that this man ever won any show. So both of the winners, her and the runner-up, was both winners of $1 million before. And he kept them because he thought that regardless of people not liking him, that they wasn't gonna give people who already won the $1 million again. But they did, all because he talked too much. Like, if he would have just played the game like he was supposed to, like he did, because he played it pretty good. He won challenges, he made alliances, and for the most part, he stayed true to that one girl, Poverty. This girl name is Poverty. She won twice. Anyways, and I mean nobody voted for him. You know what happened? At the end, his strategy, when you had to make your argument to the people who choose who's going to be their winner. He was like, well, I'm going to stand firm in what I believe or whatever. Like, I'm not going to switch up and stuff like that. He didn't apologize for any of his fucked up behaviors. He didn't kiss no ass or whatever, because in other games, people appreciated that. They would be like, well, he played the game well, so. But people were so mad at him because they said that he lied when he didn't have to. He said things that was hurtful to people when he didn't have to, because it wasn't part of the strategy. It wasn't necessary. He was too egotistical. He almost had one vote, but he ran his motherfucking mouth. Okay, so he sent some girl home. Well, no, he sent her to the juror. And when the last three was talking to the people at the end, Privity let it be known to the curly hair girl that the reason why he sent you home is because he was sure that you was going to get his vote. That's what he told me. And he couldn't deny it because it was on camera. But see, if he wouldn't have said that, if he would have told Privity that, he probably could have at least got her vote. And he probably should have kissed a little ass. Like, look, I know that some of y'all are mad at me because I sent you home, but I was just playing the game. And I apologize for hurting your feelings. But nah, he was just like, I'm not going to apologize for what I did because this is survival. I'm just playing a game, which is true. So when they went to the little reunion or whatever, and we found out that the girl who never won a challenge, she never had a strong alliance. She was just there. You know what? We look into this girl's life. Like, I believe she had, like, some hard times. But for the most part, she seemed like a lucky motherfucker. Like, she just lucky. She's super lucky. Like, I don't really feel like she should have won. If anything, I would have preferred Privity to win, because she was a good opponent. Like, she's athletic, so she won the challenges. She's a good strategist. She's really smart, and she knew how to use her femininity. I mean, she knew how to use her femininity, because on the outside, she wasn't all that attractive to me, but her energy was hella attractive. She had something about her that was very charismatic. It was very magnetic. Magnetic. And she knew it too. She didn't use her looks, but she used her femininity as in, I couldn't even say that. Maybe the first season she was on, but not this season. People really was trying to come for her because they knew how likable she was, and they knew she was a good opponent. So she teamed up and made an alliance with the I want to call him like the little leprechaun dude, cause he remind me of like a leprechaun or something. And but she played smart. She played super smart. The other girl who won, Sandra, she just got lucky. She did as. She got lucky, and for the most part, she was loyal to people, and she was good to people. And if she didn't like you, she was upfront about it. So people really liked her character, so she got a lot of votes and won another $1 million. Damn. I wonder how much they get after taxes. One time I won like $1,000 scratch off, and I really needed that too. I really needed that. I think I really need to get back into that mind state, whatever I was in at that time, because during that time, that's when I had made my vision board, and I was using a pendulum then. Damn, this had to be back 2014 or something. And when I said I was manifesting like a motherfucker, I was manifesting like a motherfucker. So I was going to college then, and something had happened. I dropped a class, and it made me pay for it. So I ain't had the money at the time. I went and got me a scratch off, and guess what? I won $1,000, and I was able to pay for that stupid college thing, which I, today, I thought about going back to college a few times, because that's what people wanted me to do. That was people projecting on me. I really got a college degree for my parents. I finished high school for them because my other siblings, they didn't. My other siblings, they dropped out of school and they went into the streets. But if you looked at how they grew up, it was expected. So I was the youngest, and by the time I was born, my dad decided to go to college. Actually, no, took a while. My dad didn't go to college until I was like probably 10. So, my parents was like, I have to finish school, go to college, especially my mom. That was like her whole dream. So I was like, okay, especially when I was a teenage mom, when I got pregnant as a teen, I was like, I have to at least give them a college degree. That's crazy. I'm like, I have to at least get them a college degree. Because they were so disappointed with me being a teenage mom. And you want to know what was crazy is that when I was pregnant, that was like the most my extended family accepted me. And I felt like they accepted me because it was like, oh, look, she not so high and mighty now. Like, she a teenage mom now. So, and that's crazy. I was never high and mighty. I don't really understand why people even saw me like that. I was just quiet. Damn, bitch. I was just fucking quiet. And people would be like, oh, you think you all that? No. No, I don't. I mean, if I was to actually talk to people and told them how I was feeling back then, they would have found out that I was very, very insecure for how they was treating me. I really felt like I must have did something. So, nope. That ain't how I felt. That ain't even how I thought or perceived things. So, eventually, I just stopped going around them. Anyways, so I got the college degree. It took me forever, forever. And then people was like telling me like I should go to school for this and this and that. And I thought about it, but I hate school. I really do. I can't stand college. It got to a point. I was signing up to go back to school. I was going to go for a master's degree. And I kept stalling because I kept thinking about, damn, all that I have to do to get this master degree. I didn't even feel like I could stomach going through those courses again. I just didn't feel like I could do it. That it was just gonna take me even longer than it did get my other degree. So, I just couldn't stomach it. I just couldn't stomach it. I really couldn't. And nobody made me feel bad about it. Not even my parents. The only person that made me feel bad about it a little bit is a friend of mine's. Well, we're not friends no more. Okay, it's the person that I call my twin, but I'm not calling him that no more. I'm not. I'm just going to say that he's an old friend. He's a Leo sun and Pisces moon. Dun, dun, dun. Damn, Pisces. I'm always surrounded by Leos and Pisces. Anyways, I don't even want to talk about what he said. He probably don't even remember. Mm. he has like a comparing type energy. And I used to think that I was misunderstanding it because I feel like I have energy like that too. But I'm not comparing it. I'm trying to resonate with it. So if I bring up something like, oh, I've been through that situation too, I'm trying to put myself in the energy that you're feeling so I can better understand where you're coming from or whatever. But with him, it's more like I'm trying to see if you're worth my time. I'm trying to see if, like, is you worthy or something, bitch. That's why I kept running. One time he said to me, like, why do you keep running? Because you do certain shit. You make people feel a certain type of way. And I don't even think that he's conscious of it. I feel like it's come from that ego center. It's like installed in him. All right, I want to talk about that now. Like, when the heart and ego center is defined in your chart, it gives you certain instincts that could push you to succeed or push you to burn out. It just depends. So they have in them naturally what they train us to be. Like from upbringing, oh, you have to work hard. Oh, you have to be a fighter, be ruthless, be whatever you need to get to the top. Like, that drive to get to the top is like built into people who have like a defined ego center. I want to know who else who got it. Dolo. Defined ego center. Who else? It don't make them egotistical people, though. That's like what I'm learning about right now is that it doesn't make them egotistical. It kind of just make them like really hard workers. And it might not, like, on the outside looking in, these people may have a quality to strive for their goals that we all, the rest of us who don't have those centers defined, we struggle to have that. Like, we struggle to have that drive. But it's kind of like natural for them. He actually kind of lucky. He the only person that I seen with that many defined center. He has 8 out of 9 of them. So if he really put in the effort, he can achieve everything that he wants. But that defined center is pretty powerful. Like, that heart center is pretty powerful on its own. I seen it within somebody who have like a lot of open centers, and they have achieved a lot. They achieved a lot, but they're not happy. These are people who, like, they get to the top and then they're not happy there, but they don't know how to stop. They don't know how to stop. Following, what's the thing? See, what I'm thinking is that with the Leo person, the other person is a Gemini. And they got a lot of open centers, and then they have the defined heart center. So now they to the top. and they still striving for some type of goal. But I feel like that goal has been conditioned into them. They don't even know why they keep trying to get to that position when they have more than enough money now. But they keep striving for it. It's like they don't even know how to stop. And it makes them really unhappy because now they want other things in life, but they don't know how to stop until they reach that goal. So then you have somebody else with that center. So they might have those same sentiments, but they less conditioned by the world. They want to choose their own path. They don't want to do what everybody else is doing. They probably are less conditioned by society than the other person. So, and I feel like that with me. Like I have like a lot of defined centers, and I feel like I have the drive and the energy to go after my goals. But I feel like first I have to put my energy in the right thing. Because if I don't, it's going to become so aggravating to me that I just can't even continue. Because I have a sense of self, a sense of identity. So, and I hate to feel like controlled by what society want me to be. So I feel like if I had like, because I'm only conditioned like in those two open centers that I have, like human design be on point. It'd be on point. So I got my solar plexus and my open heart center. So with the solar plexus open, it could make you like a people pleaser and stuff. Like you don't want to ruffle people feathers too much because you could feel the intensity of their emotions. So, or it can make you avoidant. I don't really know how to be a people pleaser too much. It just seemed to never really work out. So I just avoid them. People who I feel like no matter what I do, they're going to be upset by it. And I feel like I come across a lot of people like that. Like, that's just how it is. People meet me, they either love me or hate me. It's rare that it's like in the middle. They either love me or they hate me. It makes them today. I'm just kind of dumping, getting all my feelings and emotions and my thoughts out so I could be light to do some type of work. I feel like working now. Anyways, y'all, stay blessed.